Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection. The latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap Saturday. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's doing.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been killed in a Saturday morning shooting in the ICU of a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. WHP-TV's Andrew Klein was at the scene.
Six total people were hit by gunfire. Archangel Ortiz, the name of the man who came in to the hospital, they said this was targeted at the ICU specifically.
Police say the shooter took staff members hostage before he was killed by police. Three employees and two other officers were shot and wounded in the attack. Hamas released six Israeli hostages Saturday, but Israel is delaying the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. It wants assurances the next round of hostages will be freed without having to endure Hamas ceremonies that Israel calls humiliating. CBS's Deborah Patta reports from East Jerusalem.
The second phase of the deal will have to decide who controls Gaza. Hamas wants a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops, and Israel wants the rest of the hostages freed, the territory demilitarized, and Hamas out.
About a week remains in the initial stage of the Israel-Gaza ceasefire, but talks on the ceasefire's second phase, a phase that is, haven't begun. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour three of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wasn't Jenny amazing? Oh, the live stuff in the lair felt good. Felt really good. Terry Barr is going to have Brett Newsky an interview with him. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour. Just a bunch of local music for your ears. We're going to start it right now with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
You know what that feels like, I don't think you do. Done running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and astrand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. I'm just myself.
Like, need your projection, don't need your attention. We need more protection, they're killing us now. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human,
we're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in is no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me, I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Survival the fittest, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised, we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistence, my senses is given. We all coexist, I'm what the rainbow's missing. Strangle addition, the plot just thickens. No crop shit biggest, my locks is in this. No, my chakras is hitting. Reporting lies from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it lazy, yo, from the street on the swab. Hey!
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Cat and the Hurricane, a double dip from them. They're doing live stuff at the Bricks Cider in Mount Horeb on March 2nd. That's going to be an acoustic show rocker. And then on the 15th, they're going to be out in Lake Mills. More information's out there on all social media things. Just type in Max Inc. Radio. You'll find your way and all the connections to local music that's happening all over town. All this local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's Pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beer with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, which I have a few times, Rocker, and try their exclusive creations. Oh, and the local snacks are delightful. Live music, too. Carbon4.com. Also, Music, the Hair, and the Experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. They're playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard. Guns N' Roses, of course, Poison, Warrant. The list goes on. Friday, March 14th, doors will be open at 6 p.m. at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg at the Old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie Live in Concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Rocker now.
Yes.
We've got a lineup. We've got Last Crack, Magic 7, and Subtomic for some reason. Why is that, Rocker?
Oh, man. Last week when I was in here, Rob, Jimmy sprung on me. Okay. You know, everybody knows I had a health issue and with the heart. And, you know, and about some of the medical expenses that we face when we have some of these crises. And Jimmy surprised us.
Last week, Rocker. I wish I could have been here for that.
With the Rocker Jamboree. Yes! He put together this amazing show.
He's been a busy beaver.
He is a busy beaver. And it's totally amazing. Last Crack, Subatomic, Electromag, Mindox, and Magic 7 are all going to be playing May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison, and it's going to benefit Mama Cares, which is a fund that, you know, the Mama organization puts together to help musicians in their time of crisis.
They do great stuff.
And he really was doing it for me as well, because this has been, you know, kind of a crazy crisis. You have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you don't realize you have. And so he brought together a lot of great sponsors: Aftershock, Classic Arcade, Brainstormer Video Studios, the Ethical Trade Company, Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Greg Ginner over there, Madison Drum Makers, and the Aaron Weber Group. They've all gotten together to, you know, help organize this great event called the Rocker Jamboree. And here we go. This is Last Crack, Burning Time. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Some mistake, an invalid code display.
Subatomic on Mag Sync Radio. Before that, in Magic 7. Then, of course, Last Crack. Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak in Madison. Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7, Benefit for Mama Cares, and of course, Rocker right here on Mag Sync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by the Ethical Trade Company, and it's dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Company carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries. And in their store right here in Madison on the east side, and online on their web store, ethicaltradeco.com, Goods for a Better World. Max Inc. right now, if you check out with them, you get 15% off, which is super duper cool. What else do we have going on? Well, we have a whole bunch of local artists in the bottom half hour of Max Inc. Radio tonight. And also, Flavor That Kills is our next track that we're going to play right now. They're going to be doing live stuff at the Red Rooster on the 28th of March. This is American Dream Now on the Civic Media Radio Network. Flavor That Kills on Mag Sync Radio. More local music coming up right after this break. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Brass Band. This is Maxing Radio. All right, you can catch Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and the Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon Fat Tuesday 3-4. That's just around the corner. Can't wait for Fat Tuesday. Good celebrations out there. Before that, Too Sick Charlie, he's going to be in Madison on 3-8 or Prairie du Sac on 3-13. Lots of live stuff coming up. Make sure you swing by maxincradio.com or all the social media things. That way you can get connected to the local stuff that's happening right here in Madison. All this local things are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts with locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drinks, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens at the Lazy Loaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com. And lastly, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and then stay for the delicious beer and also that live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu online and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And I cannot forget about the newest sponsor that we have, the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located in Verona Road, on Verona Road, at the Old Bean location, and features live music along with private events like weddings, family celebrations. Book your next event, see all the things they can do, go see a band, get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find out more information, go to Loxley on Facebook, Instagram, and on the web at Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Betsy Aid now, and the Well-Known Strangers on Max Inc. Radio.
I will be your lilac wine. I will be your sweet, sweet surrender. And when you are down and out, your greatest defender.
I'm all through with.
Baby. Tonight's local music is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some local snacks that I just love, and they have live music, carbon4.com. Next up, the Women Respect concert's right around the corner, and this band is the backing band for that celebration. The concert's at the Majestic Theater. It's on 329. Celebration of Music is Women in Music, and a whole lot of local women artists are performing. More information is out there. Max Inc. Radio and all the social media things will get you in the right direction. This backing band is, of course, The Big Payback. This is Running with the Fire now on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio. Majestic Theater 329. All right, time to fire up the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. You're going to be at the Red Rooster on 3-8. So, of course, we play the hit. Terry Barr will be in at 9 p.m. She'll have Brett Newsky, an interview with him. Then Jimmy K takes us to midnight. See you next week, everybody.
I ran into some trouble some time back.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial.
If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 88-year-old Pope Francis is in the hospital fighting a lung infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He's no stranger here at the Gemelli Hospital. This is his fourth stay here since 2021. 2 years ago, he was admitted for pneumonia. As for this latest scare, the Vatican emphasized that Pope Francis' prognosis is guarded, which means doctors can't predict if he'll get better or worse.
In fact, doctors have said Francis' condition is touch and go because of his age, the fragility of his health, and his pre-existing lung disease. There was a surprise at the White House. President Donald Trump had good things to say about some members of the political opposition.
The elected leaders in this room are the living embodiment of the union to which President Washington referred. You're really doing a fantastic job. I won't say because the press is up there going crazy tonight, but I